This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Earlier this month, a commission by the state legislature issued its latest report on human trafficking, expanding its focus from child sex trafficking to the broader issue, not just of child sex trafficking, but human trafficking for sex or labor, adults included. Last week, we spoke with Gwinnett County District Attorney Danny Porter, who is a member of the commission, but who also had some concerns about the data on which the study was based. Joining us now is Kirsten Widener. She is Director of Policy and Advocacy for the Barton Child Law and Policy Center at the Emory University School of Law. She testified before the commission and has done a lot of work studying this. Welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you so much.
Now, you heard a good bit of what D.A. Porter had to say. One of the things that he had to say, and we'll play a portion of it here, is the problem as bad as it is individually, is it as pervasive as it is? And here's what he had to say.
The fundraisers were based on 300 girls a month being forced into prostitution. Well, if you had that many people being forced into prostitution, that's 3,600 girls a year. You would get warning signs in your juvenile courts where you had delinquencies. You would get warning signs in your misdemeanor courts where there'd be an uptick in prostitution arrests. So I don't believe that the extent of the problem can't be measured.
He says there would be warning signs, that we'd have much better evidence than we do about a very widespread problem.
Well, the whole reason this movement got started in Georgia to try and address this problem is because we did have these children showing up in our juvenile courts, and in particular in Fulton County Juvenile Court. The judges there noticed a pattern of kids coming before them for prostitution charges, and that's really when the attention on this issue started to develop. Unfortunately, one of the problems with the success of our advocacy is that fewer children are coming before the courts. Now, that's because we are treating them more appropriately as the victims that they are, but it takes away one of those warning signs that the DA mentioned that he'd be looking for. I agree with him, though. We do need better data. We've been reaching out to university partners. We would love to have some additional, more academic studies done, but this is an incredibly difficult population to count for a variety of reasons, both because of the underground nature of the criminal activity, but also because of the shame associated with being involved in the activity. It's similar to sexual abuse in that way. We see statistics range from 1 in 3 to 1 in 5 women have experienced some sort of sexual abuse in their life, and yet our reports of crimes, those cases don't show up in the courts at nearly that rate.
But if the problem is that widespread, we would start to see more, and especially since the new 2011 law was passed, we'd start to see more prosecutions, wouldn't we? Prosecutions not of the young sex workers, but prosecutions of the people who are trafficking them. And I asked D.A. Porter about that, and here's what he had to say about that.
I mean, I can tell you in Gwinnett, since 2011, we've made 2 sex trafficking cases. As far as I know, Fulton County hasn't made any. The federal authorities, despite all the resources that were put into that, have made 4 in Gwinnett County, and 3 of those have been labor servitude cases.
So either we have a widespread problem where we're not seeing the evidence via prosecutions, or we're seeing a widespread problem and the new law isn't helping very much? Or is there a third explanation for that in terms of going after the people who are actually doing the trafficking?
I think there's a third explanation, which is that the new law only went into effect on January 1st, 2011. So we've had just about a year and a half of having this law in place. It takes a while to get law enforcement trained. It takes a while to build the cases. And then additionally, again, these are not easy cases to find. And so there needs to be new law enforcement methods. We need more dedicated officers looking at this issue. And that is just something that is still in development.
So bottom line, are we making any progress in actually helping and finding victims of either child sex trafficking or adult human trafficking for sex and other things?
I can't overstate the victory that is the 100 victims that have been served by the Georgia Care Connection Office. You know, they've had 500 referrals. Many of those may be unverified victims of sexual exploitation, but at least 100 of them are verified victims. That's huge. That's more than we had served in many years before that office came online. And I don't think it's because we didn't have the problem. any one of those children that we can serve is a huge victory. And the number that we've reached and the increase in the reach and the scope that we've made over the years is incredibly valuable. And we shouldn't lose sight of that just because we don't have the academic rigorous studies of the numbers that we want yet.
Kirsten Widener is Director of Policy and Advocacy for the Barton Child Law and Policy Center at the Emory University School of Law. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dennis.